Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where we coach owners of cleaning companies on anything and everything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If you are committed to growing your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com and get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted. If you want to be a guest on the show or you've got some feedback for us, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com. If you're more of a voice and talk type person, you can call us at 480-648-5149. Give us some feedback, ask a question you want answered on the show, whatever you like. We're excited to hear from you. Today, we are chatting with Gary Daniels from Valley Forge Environmental Services. Valley Forge serves, believe it or not, the Valley Forge, Pennsylvania area with both commercial and residential services. If you want to reach out to Gary and his team, you get a hold of them at www.cleaningkingofprussia.com. Cleaningkingofprussia.com. Gary, welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Thanks so much for having me.
Glad to have you on, man. Tell me, how'd you end up in Pennsylvania? How'd you end up in the cleaning business? How'd you end up the King of Prussia? I have questions. What's shaking, brother?
Good questions. I came to Pennsylvania because I was born here, Philadelphia native. I love Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. I lived in New York City for quite a bit. My family, first-generation immigrants from the Caribbean, entrepreneurs, dynamic people. I grew a heart for having my own business, didn't know what. Worked in the healthcare industry, spoke to my wife, and I said, you know what, I want to have something that I can pass down to my family. My wife said, great, you can start a business, just don't spend any money.
Ouch.
So my wife's a CPA, and she's a penny pincher. I'm more of the, you know, adventurous type. So I started looking online, what can I do, what can I do? And little did I know that I was like somewhat of a germaphobe. My mom, when we would go to restaurants, she would literally ask for boiling hot water, and she would put our knives and spoons and forks in there to kind of hold them in before we actually ate, thinking that would, you know, some kind of cure, you know, our utensils. And, you know, using bleach and vinegar in our home was very commonplace. So I didn't realize it, but starting a cleaning business was something that I was doing my whole life. One day I was at a doctor's office, and the doctor was complaining that, you know, the cleaning there wasn't that great. And all of a sudden I just burst out and said, I can do that. And he said, really? And then my heart started to pound really intense, because I knew, like, boy, I bit off more than I could chew. And I said, yeah, I can do that. He said, all right, I'm going to sign a contract with you. Make sure. You said you have your insurance, right? And I'm like, yeah,
of
sure.
Course.
But I didn't. I made a phone call as soon as I left. I need insurance.
Yeah, if you have your insurance right, you mean I can have insurance by the time I come back. Yes, 1,000%.
Exactly. So he gave me his keys. He gave me a contract to sign. And I realized that I was doing more than the average cleaning company. I would spend 10 hours just cleaning a 1,200 square foot doctor's office. And I did a good job for the right person. He was in these, you know, fast-paced networking groups. He asked me to join, and he spoke so highly of me. He asked me to join. I didn't join. I knew that I needed good backing, financial backing. I didn't want to spend money to make money. And if I did spend money, I wanted to make sure it was on materials. I was going to do some grassroots marketing, but not high, fast referrals where I would have to, you know, give referrals. I didn't know anyone. I didn't know anyone in the area. I felt like that just wasn't the right, you know, spot for me at that time. So long story short, the company was founded in February 2014, and February 2016, thriving, doing well. I don't do it full time. I'm one of those cleaners that I've compiled all my accounts on a Friday and a Saturday, and sales are going okay, but it's well enough for it to be a full-time salary, so I'm very thankful for that. And that's my story.
All right, well, I got to say, after having done a lot of these and getting a lot of feedback on how they started their company, I was at the doctor's office getting doctored, and the dude said he was complaining about his cleaning business, and right then and there, I started my cleaning business with no prior intent to do so. That's top 10, my friend, in terms of origin stories, for sure.
Wow.
All right. Well, that said, I would love to support the cause. How can I help you today? What can I do to serve you and your company and help you help your community, here in the next 20 minutes?
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that. My concern is I started small. I got big. And I felt that I just wasn't able to do all the cleaning myself. And I had staff. They were hardworking people. They weren't appreciated as much from some of my clients because different personalities, obviously. And they may have taken it to heart. They wanted to reduce, the amount of work that they could help me with. And I decided, it might be best that I downsize. So I downsized, and I do all the cleaning myself. I also have a full-time day job, but I'm stuck in the middle. Do I blow the company up? Full-time marketing, full-time chamber of commerce and strategy and all of that? Or do I just stay small, be that artisan, the one who is just so great and I get word-of-mouth referrals, but at the same time I'm limited because I'm just one person? Have you dealt with people who've had that problem, and how have they resolved it, and what advice do you have for me?
All right, great question. Because we talk a lot about how to get bigger and how to be better, but we don't get, and again, I'm glad that you asked that, because I try to make sure I honor my guests by talking about what they want to talk about, not bully them into what I think is best for the show. But I'm really glad that you asked that, because we don't spend a lot of time on the why behind the what. It's a lot of how do I get bigger and get better employees and less headache and do all this sort of stuff, but we don't talk about why any of that's important. And I hear that's kind of the question we need to answer for you. And so just full disclaimer, Cleaning Nation, because this is such a personal, a lot of things that you guys ask, there's just a right answer in terms of being in business long enough. Like, this is the right way to go. There's no other answer. And other times it's kind of my opinion in terms of, well, there's other guys or gals that are successful doing it this way. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been successful this way. Here's my take, but there's not a right answer, wrong answer. This one's a third category of, it's really going to be a different answer for every single person. So Cleaning Nation, as you're listening to this, please don't hear the coaching I'm going to give Gary in terms of, well, I'll do that, right? If it's big, then I need to be big. Or if Gary wants to be small, then I need to be small. This is really one of the important ones that's really just about Gary. So we're going to spend a little bit of time with you, sir, finding out what's important to you. So Cleaning Nation, listen to the process and the questions that we ask. And this is the process that you're going to want to take yourself through to find out where you want to be. But the result Gary gets to is probably not going to be the result you want to get to, because you've got different things you want out of your business and out of your life. So with that big, fat, long, boring disclaimer, what would you like out of your business? Let's start with your life. Like, what are kind of your goals in terms of financially and work-wise? If you could wave a magic wand, what would you like? How would you like to spend your time, and what kind of money will it take to do that?
I'd like to spend my time with my family as much as possible. I'd like to have residual income, but nothing outlandish. Whatever current annual average salaries are for median income professionals would be my target rate. What it would take for me to get there, I know that I would have to generate at least $65,000 to $75,000 net annually, and currently I'm around $35,000.
Okay, so you'd like to be around $70,000 from your business, and currently you're coming in about half that. Am I misstating, or are we on the same page? Okay. One of the things I heard, which is important because this is a huge thing, is you want residual income. So very different. If you said, I just want to make $75,000 a year, no problem. We can have you clean in full time and probably making $75,000 a year, not a problem. But that's not residual. When you stop cleaning, you will stop getting paid. And as long as you clean, you'll continue to get paid. So is that, how important is that residual piece of it? Because that's a lot of what the right answer for you is going to be hinges on what your goals are in life and what you want to accomplish.
It's critical. The residual income is actually more important than actually making the $75,000. If I was making residual income, it would provide me the freedom to pursue other interests, endeavors, while at the same time having that income to put away for retirement.
And for what it's worth, I'm the same guy. I've told my wife 1,000 times I'd rather make $200,000-$300,000 a year in my pajamas in bed than make $1 million a year having to go out there and hump it every day. Not that I don't mind humping it, but I want to be able to do it because I want to, not for the money. So could I agree with you more in terms of I'll take smaller residual income that comes in whether I work or not versus larger income that I gotta bust my tail for. Okay, so that said, now we can start moving to a kind of a right and wrong answer. Remember at the beginning, I'm like, well, there's you know, sometimes there's not right or wrong. In this one, there is right or wrong. If residual income is what's important to you, you need a system or a process that pays you whether you work or not. Real estate would be a good example of that. Owning a business that operates independently of you is an excellent example of that. So right now, what I see is what you're doing and what you want are at cross purposes. You saying, well, I'm doing all the, I had cleaners that were doing the work for me, i.e., and I'm just, let's just use easy numbers, right? Let's say you pay, you get paid $40 an hour and it costs you $20 an hour to hire, train, maintain, pay Social Security, all that nonsense. It costs you $20 an hour for cleaners. Well, if you work 40 hours a week at $40 an hour, that's right at $80,000 a year, assuming you didn't have any expenses. Or you can have two cleaners working 40 hours a week where you pay them $20 and you keep $20 an hour, you keep $20, and guess what? It's the same $80,000. You just removed yourself from the equation. So honestly, the right answer if you want residual income is you need to create systems to allow other people or other systems, whether it's people or computers or internet or whatever, to generate clients for you and then generate employees that are going to do the work. But if your goal is residual income, getting a bunch of accounts that you clean yourself is at cross purposes with that goal.
Correct.
So am I missing it? Because it seems a little cut and dry, and it, some of it can just be perspective. But is that it seems a little bit too easy. I don't want to just be superficial, like, okay, problem solved. It seems like you're still a little not sure. So what are we missing to make sure that we can send you on your way, you know, kind of equipped with everything you need?
Now, I don't know if my subconscious mind is telling me, is this the industry that fits for me? I'm not sure if you have people who own cleaning businesses start them. As I said in the beginning, I started this firm because I was looking for something to create revenue. But as far as my passion, I don't know if on a subconscious level I just might be hitting a roadblock. Do you find that some business owners have that? And do you have any advice on how do I, you know, help that you know, guide my decision-making?
Yeah, I've actually found... and this is a good one because I've done this myself. So this isn't just me saying, hey, Cleaning Nation, I know everything. I'm smart and you're dumb. This is I see this dumb mistake because I've made it myself for so many years. I can recognize it pretty dang quickly. A lot of business owners kind of feel like it's the grass is always greener on the other side, especially in the cleaning business, right? Because it's not like we're doctors or lawyers or, you know, United States senators. We're cleaning companies. And there's always that like, oh, I'm a cleaning company kind of. I don't want to say apologizing, but explain, you know, it's not a job that you can, it's not a sexy job, so to speak. It's not like you're a podcaster, you know, just sarcasm included. and I've had my hand in many a toilet. If you've listened to the show, you know that my first business was a Service Master franchise and all my employees quit on the first day. So I can make fun of you cleaners because I am one of you. That said, everyone always feels like the grass is greener on the other side, including and especially cleaners. But the reality of the situation, the truth of the situation is the grass is greener where you water it, right? And having been in business and an owner for 20 years, I've kind of built relationships with people because I've been in entrepreneurs' organizations and other groups with other high-level entrepreneurs that I've gotten a ton of value out of. I couldn't recommend them enough for y'all out there. That said, I've seen over the last 20 years guys and gals that are successful and not successful, and by far the ones that kind of have the most success financially and generally lifestyle-wise as well, they're in one business, they do it for 20 years, and they crush it. My buddy Rich Lyons, who's on the show, I think he's doing $8 million or something in his cleaning company. He's just been doing it 20 years, right? He's a smart guy, but he's just been doing it a long time, and he's focused on growing his company that long time. So that doesn't mean everyone should be in the cleaning business no matter what, but I would, Gary, coach you up on kind of be cognizant of, don't just say, well, I want to have this this recurring income that I have to work for, but my heart's not in the cleaning business. I'll try something else. And you do that, and that doesn't work. You try something else. And 20 years from now, you've tried 9 different things, and none of them have really built the wealth that you want. So I'm a big fan of finding what you want. So if you really aren't into the cleaning business, then now's the time to get out. But if you decide that this is going to be your vehicle to achieve the goals that you want, don't live your life second guessing. Well, maybe I should have done this, or maybe life would be better if, give yourself a couple months to decide what you want. And if you're going to be in, for crying out loud, be all in. And if you're going to be out, then for crying out loud, be all out. Don't do something you don't like. Is that helpful or just more confusing?
Oh, that's excellent, excellent advice. You really took it full circle there. And the fact that you said the grass is greener where you water it, I mean, I don't think I've ever heard that. That's so true, man. That is so true.
Yeah, and bonus for everyone out there, that works in relationships as well, right? I'm married to a woman way, way too good for me. And if and when I ever lose my mind and start thinking, wow, that girl's better looking or less of a pain in the neck or whatever the case may be, I'm sure I could move over to that relationship and find out, well, she's twice as big of a pain in the neck, just in a different way. So I water the grass in my home front really, really well, and then I don't worry about grass elsewhere. So for whatever that's worth, if anyone's interested, that works in relationships just as much as business. All right, hopefully that was helpful. Let's hit the lightning round. We'll turn it around, give you an opportunity to give back to Cleaning Nation. 3 quick questions. You're going to give 3 amazing answers. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received that you can share with us?
Trust your gut. If you're with a client or you're looking at a job or giving an estimate, trust your gut. Trust your sixth sense, because typically you're right on spot with anything that you might find when you're surveying or doing your initial analysis if you're going to take the job.
Man, hard to disagree with that one. And if your gut's wrong, what else do you have to trust? You can't trust somebody else's gut. I still say trust your gut. All right, question 2. What's the biggest mistake you made in the cleaning business that maybe we as Cleaning Nation can learn from your mistakes?
I was too kind. I mean, I gave away cars thinking people would help me because they couldn't get to their job. Funny story, one guy, he got a minivan. Christmas night, it was stolen. Someone committed a triple homicide. Ran into a liquor store and it caught on fire and it was on the news.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So, yeah. And I'm laughing, but it was a horrible tragedy. But, be careful who you lend your vehicles to. be careful who you give things to.
Yeah, even if the police found that and were able to recover it, I just keep it. I don't want it anymore.
Not to mention, I had my business cards, I could literally see it on the news if I pulled up now. All my business cards were, splattered all around. Thankfully, the vehicle was not signed or lettered, because I think there'd be some bad publicity there.
Well, it certainly wouldn't be any good publicity, I'll tell you that. All right, last question, my friend. What's one idea that we as Cleaning Nation can put into practice today to improve our lives or our business?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Did you ask the question?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think you're doing it already, man. I mean, you're giving really, really great advice and feedback, not just on cleaning, but you even said in relationships. And you have a great wealth of knowledge, and I really couldn't think of something at this moment because you really took the time out to help me individually, and I'm truly grateful for that.
Oh, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. And before you think too much of my relationship advice, you got to talk to my wife first, and then you can you know, weigh up what it's worth. The business stuff I know, the relationship, I'm absolutely making it up, so full disclosure.
All right. Me too.
Gary, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your passion. That was really a good question. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to hopefully do some value, not just for you, but for the community. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Gary's show notes page, get a summary of the show, discover everything you need to grow your cleaning business, growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.